Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg, and we are gathered here today to say goodbye to our dear brother in Christ, Dale Kleibecker, a beloved brother and son and a friend to many of us here in this room. And as we are gathered here today, we know that as we mourn in hope. Hope for the resurrection of the dead. Hope of the life that Christ has given to all of us who have faith in him. And that's why we do have reason to rejoice today, even in the midst of our sorrow, even in the midst of our mourning. Everything that you need for the service today is printed for you in your blue bulletin. And the only thing that you will need in addition to that would be the words to the hymns, which are found in this burgundy-colored hymnal, which should be in the pew rack in front of you. And we are going to begin today with our opening hymn, which is number 770. And I invite you to please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Dale was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We speak together the words of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Dale and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's word. The Old Testament reading comes from the book of Job, chapter 19, beginning with verse 23. Oh, that my words were written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book! Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever! For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading today comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, beginning with verse 9, and also one verse from chapter 14. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel reading comes to us from the book of St. John, chapter 14, beginning with verse 1. Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We now join together in speaking the words of the Apostles' Creed, the words of the faith that Dale shared with us. And the words to the Apostles' Creed are printed for you on the back cover of the hymnal. We confess together, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, and descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our next hymn is number 801, How Great Thou Art. You may be seated.
Thank you.
to the family and friends of Dale Kleibecker, to those who are here to celebrate his life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, and especially to you, Luella, Dale's mother, Diane, Dale's sister. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. 57 years just doesn't seem like enough, does it? You know, we live in a really interesting time in human history. Medicine and technology are so much more advanced than people would have dreamed of years ago. People in general are living longer, healthier lives. Some of the illnesses that would have seemed deadly and disastrous to our grandparents, some of them seem like just a minor inconvenience today. And yet here we are. Here we are looking at this casket in which the body of our brother Dale lies. And it's a reminder that in spite of the fact that we all tend to have this hope these days of everybody having a long and healthy life, that humanity still has its limitations. That there are some diseases that still can't be cured, like cancer. There are still times when it seems like bad things happen to good people, and it just doesn't seem fair. Like I said, 57 years just doesn't seem like enough time. And yet, Dale lived those 57 years to their fullest, didn't he? I only recently came to know who Dale was. Luella had called up the church a few months ago and told us that Dale was in the hospital, so I went to go and see him, and I introduced myself to him, and we prayed together. And man, it was just always so much fun to visit Dale because he always had some sort of joke to tell or some sort of wisecrack. I mean, he was always upbeat, even though I could tell at times that his body just did not feel good. But that's really the kind of guy that he was. He was joking around. He kept his spirits up. He kept other people's spirits up. He kept the nurses' spirits up all the time. And he did those things, even though sometimes he was full of baloney. He did those things because he was just a lot of fun. He was a fun guy. And I would say Dale was not the guy that you would expect him to be. And what I mean by that is if you looked at this guy with the hair and the beard and the booming loud voice and the fact that he had a nickname Moose for crying out loud, I heard that little children would sometimes be scared of him, intimidated by him. You wouldn't expect that this guy was one of the most friendly guys in the world. A truck driver with a heart of gold and an antique tractor collection that he liked to show off every once in a while. And I remember being personally surprised by him too. Because when I would go to visit him, you know, I asked him a few times how he was handling everything, how he was handling all of this bad news that he kept getting, all of these treatments that he had to undergo that were making him feel terrible. I was expecting him not to be so positive. I was expecting him to tell me that he was kind of upset or frustrated or whatever the case might be. But he just would look at me and he'd say, "Well, what do I have to be depressed about? I've got everything I need right here in this hospital room." And I think that's just a perfect example of his personality and the fact that he just looked on the bright side of things all the time, stayed strong when a lot of other people would have just completely crumbled under the pressure. I was talking with Luella on the phone earlier this week, and she knew Dale's confirmation verse right off the top of her head. And it's printed there for you in the bulletin. It's right on the top of the page. It's Jesus' words from Matthew chapter 8, verse 20. He says, "Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." What an amazingly appropriate verse for us, for Dale, as we're gathered here to say goodbye today, ultimately the one thing that can help to comfort an anxious heart that is dealing with the brokenness of this world, the one thing that Dale was able to lean on even as he faced his terminal cancer, the one thing that we can all take refuge in even though we're looking forward at a future without Dale by our side making us laugh all the time, that one thing is faith in Jesus Christ, who is with us and who has promised to be with us until the end of the age. Only Jesus, only true faith in Jesus can take a seemingly hopeless situation like the one that Dale was facing and yet keep him, refuse to let that drag him down into the depths of despair. Instead, when he was sick, he called upon the name of our Lord Jesus, whose loving sacrifice on the cross means that for Dale and for all of us, there is so much greater of a day coming than any day that we experience in this life, good or bad. You know, earlier in the service, I read a passage from the book of Revelation. And just in case you missed that last verse, I wanted to reread the verse at the end from Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, and it says, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them." Those words were originally written by St. John, who was one of Jesus' disciples. And St. John saw a vision of heaven that was absolutely amazing. He saw this great multitude of people that nobody could ever number. They're all wearing these white robes. They're all standing before the throne of God. They're all standing before Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. But you know what's even more interesting than the things that John saw are these words that John heard. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. You know, just like Dale was the kind of person you wouldn't really expect him to be at first, these are words that you wouldn't really expect to hear either. Because when most of the world encounters death, the first thing we really want to do is run away from it, right? Everybody tries to avoid death at all costs. Pretty much the last thing you would expect someone to think when encountering death is the word blessed. And yet that's exactly the word that John hears in this passage. Why? Well, the answer is actually pretty simple. For those of us who have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, death is not something to be feared. Death is not some hopeless devastation because death is not the end of our story and death is not the end of Dale's story either. What Dale knew and believed was that on the day he died, that would be the last day he would ever feel the terrible effects of his cancer ever again. And he has now traded in his broken mortal body for one of those white robes in John's vision. Dale is blessed indeed because he died in the Lord. You know, there's this really great hymn in our hymnal that talks about this scene from Revelation. And it's called, "Behold a Host Arrayed in White." And I just want to read to you some of these comforting words from verse 2 of that hymn. And as you listen, I want you to picture Dale as one of these saints wearing those white robes and standing before God's heavenly throne right now. It goes like this, "Despised and scorned, they sojourned here, but now, how glorious they appear. Those saints, they stand, a priestly band, God's throne forever near. On earth, they wept through bitter years. Now God has wiped away their tears, transformed their strife to heavenly life, and freed them from their fears. They now enjoy the Sabbath rest, the heavenly banquet of the blessed. The Lamb, their Lord, at festive board, himself is host and guest." Those are powerful words. They are powerful words in the days of John, who had the task of preaching comfort to Christians who were being persecuted, and they are powerful words also for us today as we mourn, as we weep. True comfort has come to us today because we know that finally Dale is at rest in the arms of his Lord and Savior, and he is enjoying that heavenly banquet, that marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. So the vision of St. John is fulfilled for Dale. The vision of the saints in the white robes of baptism, praising God and serving him. Dale is included in that crowd, but that's not the end of the story either. There's still more. There's more for Dale, and there's more for us too, because Jesus has promised us that on the last day, he will raise up all the dead. Our souls will be reunited with our bodies, except the stains of our sins will be completely gone, and the sting of death will be destroyed forever. The whole creation will see Jesus in his glory, and every tear will be wiped away from our eyes. You will be there, I will be there, and Dale will be there too. And together, we will live for all eternity in that place, which is so much better than any place you could possibly imagine. So we thank God for those 57 years. And we rejoice that because of Jesus, someday in heaven, we're going to have a lot more than that. In his name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family of Dale Kleibecker and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Dale and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life nor things present, nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me, even though he die, will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn is Amazing Grace, number 744. You may be seated.